Oh my God. What a workout. I can't believe I hit a new personal best on my squats. Worth it, but geez, my legs and my ass are killing me. I need a shower so badly, I'm so sweaty. In the bathroom, I hang my gym bag on a hook so I can fish out my towel and body wash. I can't wait to get this gym gear off and get into some fresh, clean clothes. I shake out my legs, still sore even with all the stretching I did, and head into the cubicle. I think I might regret adding that extra weight to my squats. I'm going to be sore for days. This is just what the doctor ordered. I spend a good few minutes just standing under the hot water, letting the water flow over my muscles in that hurts so good way you just need after a tough workout. I love the lather of this creamy soap, so I work it into my skin until the scent of shea butter and colloidal oatmeal fills my nostrils. This is exactly what I needed today. It's still kind of new, this whole gym thing. I've only been coming here for 2 months now? I always used to work out from home, but New Year's resolutions. I promised myself I'd be more social. With working from home and working out from home, it's been too easy to forget to leave the house regularly. I'm enjoying it so far. The progress has come faster, since the weights here are so much more versatile than what I've got at home. I've made one or two friends as well, which is good. Most are more acquaintances. The regulars I can recognize and am friendly with, but haven't really spoken much to. And then there's you, the guy in the free weights section. I admit, at first I was a little intimidated setting foot in there with you and the other guys, who are clearly very committed gym bros. But you've always been friendly and helpful, and you never sound judgy when you offer tips on my squat. It never feels like unsolicited advice. Of course, it doesn't hurt that you're absolutely gorgeous, even if I have to spend most of my workout time trying not to gawk at you. But you and your hefty biceps just have to be an incentive for me to come to the gym more often. I turn off the shower and wrap my towel around my body, squeezing some of the wetness from the mids and ends of my hair. Grabbing my bag, I head out of the cubicle and try fruitlessly to shake out the lingering ache in my legs.
All right, did you get through to the execs? They're not picking up their phone.
I stop in my tracks, peek around the corner of the last shower cubicle.
Look, I know it's not your fault, but it's really important that the report gets on their desk before.
You're pacing around the lockers on the phone to someone.
Doesn't make sense. They
yep, that's
today,
definitely you. So I duck back by the showers so you don't see me. What are you doing in here, in the women's locker room? You must have not looked at the sign or something. It happens. No harm done. I peek a little more around the corner as you talk, and that's when I stop. There aren't urinals in the women's locker room, and the lockers are normally on the right side of the room instead of the left. Oh, God. He's not in the wrong room. I am. I'm in the men's locker room. Shit. Shit, how could I have missed that? My eyes dart around. Okay, if I sneak out now, I can get to the women's right around the corner, and no harm done. Right? Well, here goes nothing.
Okay, now I'll deal with it tomorrow. Bye.
I clutch my towel tighter around me and tiptoe around the corner. Okay, not too far now. Just around the corner, and I'm home free.
Can I help you?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Well, there's no going back now. I've been caught, and the hot guy who's been keeping me motivated to come back to the gym is going to chew me out. I'll never be able to show my face here again. Nope. Any chance I had with this guy is now blown. Gone. Kaput. I turn slowly to face you, wanting nothing more than the ground to swallow me whole. Hi. Ugh. And you're wearing that tight black t-shirt that shows off all your muscles, too? Damn. Why do you have to be so hot? Even when you're looking at me like I've crawled out of a TV like that girl in the horror films. Great. Just fantastic.
Have I gone into the wrong place, or is this the men's room?
I put my bag on the bench between us. No, you're in the right room. I am not. I was a little absent-minded. I didn't realize until, well, now. I'm sure the tiles under my feet will open up any minute now. Your eyes quickly travel up and down my towel-covered frame, and I feel heat rising in my cheeks.
Must have been a pretty killer workout for you to stumble into the men's locker room without noticing.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I saw you doing the split squats. Those are brutal, so I can't blame you.
They were intense. Anyway, I should be heading to the ladies. I'll see you around.
Hey, wait.
I turn back around, probably a little too enthusiastically. Yes? You rub the back of your neck, looking a little sheepish. It's kind of cute, seeing you look a little shy like that. You always come across so confident in the gym, talking to the other guys, spotting people, and being on first-name terms with most of the regulars.
Forget something?
My eyes flicker down, and I see you holding my gym bag in your hand. Whoops. Thanks. I clutch my towel a little tighter around me, and I can't help but notice the way your eyes flit down my body again. Heat ripples through me, and I feel very aware that I'm wearing only a towel. I swallow and tentatively make my way over to you, reaching out for my bag. My breath hitches a little when your fingers brush against mine as I grab my bag. The air between us becomes thicker, more charged, and our eyes lock. I didn't realize just how close we're standing. I can feel the heat radiating off your body. Fuck. I take the bag, and just as I turn to go, I feel your hand on my arm. It's not aggressive, but you immediately release me and put your hands up in a calming gesture.
Wait.
I turn around again. Is he blushing?
Well, I was just heading to the showers myself, and it's pretty quiet in here tonight if you wanted.
You trail off and I raise an eyebrow. I can't help the smirk that tugs at my lips. I was not expecting this, but I'm not mad about it. If I wanted to what? You flash me that smile that makes my knees wobble, and I'm pretty sure you know it too. We draw closer, you reaching down to tug lightly on the bag strap, pulling it and me toward you, until your lips brush against the shell of my ear.
If you wanted to join me.
My teeth graze over my bottom lip. Oh, God. The sound of his voice in my ear makes goosebumps race across my skin. You hold my gaze, the sincerity in your blue eyes showing me you're not just messing around. You're bold. You say that to all the other women in this gym?
No, just you. You have noticed me constantly offering to spot you on the squat rack?
Well, I thought you were just being a gentleman.
Well, of course. I mean, can't have you hurting yourself, can I?
You're actually being serious. I can't help the smile that tugs at the corners of my lips, and I step a little closer until our bodies almost touch. How long have I dreamt about this happening? All the friendly smiles and innocent chats. God, I want you. And I guess I just didn't let myself believe you could want me too. For someone who's just done a workout, you smell really good. My cheeks flush a little deeper as you put your hands on my waist over my towel, and I drape my arm over your shoulder. Aren't you worried about getting caught? Can't get those muscles with a lifetime ban, can you?
Oh, it's almost dead out there. We won't be disturbed for a while, I'd guess.
You snake your arm around my waist, and I drop my bag back down on the bench. Fuck, you're so close. And your eyes flicker down to my lips.
I'd love to get to know you better.
Holy shit. You're kissing me. My gym crush is kissing me. Your kiss is softer than I imagined, more gentle and probing, and I find myself melting into it. I wrap my arms around your neck and press my body into yours, trailing my fingers over the expanse of your back through the divots in your workout shirt to make it more breathable. Your palms roam over my back and down to my ass over the fluffy material wrapped around me. My body hyper-aware that the only thing separating my bare skin from your hands is a towel. God, I need you to feel me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.